When immigrants' rights groups at the United States Social Forum learned that the Senate blocked President Bush's immigration bill, the reaction was strong and swift. But the move by Senate has only bought more time for immigrant action groups to mobilize for the upcoming 2008 elections, according to Catherine Tak-Taquin of the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
So what do we do to build a movement and try to shift the environment so that we have better conditions for more positive immigration reform? Can we take a different strategy towards immigration reform? Do we want a comprehensive bill? Can we get smaller wins as part of a bigger picture? What about our role in the 2008 elections?
And what will be the role of immigrant rights issues in the 2008 election? After a brief survey of the crowd in attendance, one thing was certain.
How many people in this room place their trust in Democrats or in the election? Okay. But how many people in this room, let me just reframe it this way, how many people in this room in the 2006 election hoped that, well, you know, we may have some liberals in there where the system may change or, you know, something may shift? Is there anybody in this room who thought like that?
For some immigrants' rights advocates, the Democrats represented the old standard of union protectionism.
And I just wanted to say that historically, unions and the Democrats have backed every progressive legislation through the Congress, from the very beginning, 1936, all the way through now. I am very involved in this, and with the AFL-CIO, which is some of your groups are saying. And as an auto worker, what I would like to bring to this conference is to make sure that everybody understands that it is the Democrats and it is the unions. A lot of people have misinterpretations of what unions are that are behind you and helping you as immigrants.
But others were quick to point out the Democrats' shortcomings.
Who started the wall in the southern border? Who was there? Who was the senator who was pointing an AK-47 in San Diego towards Mexico when Operation Gatekeeper started? What year was that?
1994.
Thank you. Right? So this is, I mean, and thank you for sharing this, you know, the lesser of the two evils. That this is the dilemma that we face. Like, well, what do we have? On one hand, it was a Democrat. It was a Democratic senator, Democratic president, Democratic Congress, who said, Operation Gatekeeper, the hordes are coming. Let's put the wall up. She holds an AK-47 pointing towards Mexico. And now we have this headline that Hispanics are returning to Democrats for 2008.
But the bottom line at this workshop was that the U.S. government was not going to represent the immigrant perspective anytime soon.
And, you know, that it's hard to expect that the system, the electoral system, the government as it is set up, will really truly represent our point of view. So I think that's one decision that we each need to do and come to some sort of a consensus. You know, whether we feel the way our agenda for building movement, for representing or fighting for the rights of our workers and our families are going to be represented by people who pretty much play by the rules of the electoral system as it is.
And so immigrants must move beyond appealing to either Republicans or Democrats as simply another voting bloc.
So the challenge that we have is in terms of educating for them to be aware of the issues and what are the harms to be have in regardless of whatever legislation. So for us, the priority is an educational campaign in terms of enabling our membership to be proactive in influencing the local political ambience in the state.